Welcome back, everyone, to another exciting episode of the Functional Longevity Podcast, where we give you insight on how to get fit, feel younger, and live better. I'm your host, Chris Borda, best-selling author and owner of Yes Fitness. And first, let me thank you for taking time from your busy day to listen to what I have to say. Today is a topic that I wanted to talk about for quite some time, and finally getting around to it. So before we get started, let me thank our sponsor, Yes Fitness. Most people lose the ability to enjoy life as they age. At Yes Fitness, we help people age 40 plus get fit so they can live longer and enjoy those extra years doing the things that they love to do. Some quick housekeeping here. If you want to get a copy of a transcript or timestamp of today's episode, head on over to yesfitnessct.com. Go across the top, hit podcast button, and you will have access to all of our now 260 episodes. You can also get this broadcast wherever podcasts can be found. And a quick side note here, we have now been in business for 25 years. 25 years. Probably the longest family-owned coaching center in Central Connecticut, maybe in all of Connecticut, I'm not sure. But that's an accomplishment to be a small business, and especially the fitness business, and being around for 25 years. So in celebration of that, right now we are running a special to $25 for 25 days. So if you've never worked out with a coach before, you don't know what it's like to work out with a coach. It is nothing like what you see on television. It's an experience that, quite honestly, we must do well because we've been doing it for 25 years. So if you've never worked out before, or it's been a long time since you've worked out, and you want to see what it's like to work with a coach, and you want to get results, head on over to yesfitnessct.com and schedule your complimentary strategy session. In that session, we will develop a plan based completely upon your lifestyle and your goals. So take advantage of that while it's still around. We'll be in year 26 before we know it. So $25 for 25 days. A sweet symphony, unraveling secrets of living a life infused with vitality. Today, we are embarking on an enthralling expedition into a subject that resonates with our deepest yearnings, the hierarchy of functional longevity. So, find a cozy spot, take a deep, invigorating breath, and let's embark on a transformative journey that will unravel the enigmatic secrets of crafting a life brimming with energy, purpose, and enduring health. Imagine, if you will, a symphony of well-being where every instrument represents a vital aspect of functional longevity. In this symphony, you are not a mere spectator, but the conductor, orchestrating the harmonies of your vitality. Are you ready to step into this role? Well, my friends, let's dive in and begin composing our harmonious masterpiece of life. Functional longevity is near and dear to my heart. We're not just talking about living longer. We want to be able to function and enjoy those extra years. So at the very foundation of this symphony, we find movement mastery, the language through which your body communicates with the world. It's not confined to the walls of a gym, rather, it's a profound dance that celebrates the art of motion. Diversified movement patterns, as illustrated by research in the Journal of Gerontology, are more than just about physical resilience. They also elevate cognitive adaptability. Whether it's dancing, practicing yoga, lifting weights, or embracing the great outdoors, each step becomes a note in the vibrant symphony of your vitality. So now let's immerse ourselves into the first pillar, a pillar that stands out with unparalleled significance, strength and resilience, the number one pillar. Envision it as the unwavering backbone of your physical prowess, a force that influences every aspect of your journey towards vitality. But what makes strength training the linchpin of functional longevity? Research, my friends, paints an illuminating portrait of the extraordinary role of strength in the quest for a vibrant life. Research reveals a profound connection between preserving muscle mass and extending one's life. This isn't merely about aesthetics. It's about constructing a fortress against injuries, fortifying your skeletal structure, and even amplifying metabolism, all things that strength training does. Engaging in resistance training transcends sculpting your physique. It's crafting a sanctuary of vitality where strength and resilience unite. Yet, the magic doesn't stop there. It extends into the realm of mental tenacity and discipline. Lifting weights isn't solely about building muscle fibers. It's about nurturing a mindset that empowers you to conquer obstacles, whether within a gym or a grand symphony of life itself. As we gracefully journey through this symphony, let's dance with flexibility and mobility. Envision your body as a blank canvas awaiting the artistic strokes of movement that honor its design. Dynamic stretching and exploring various ranges of motion aren't mere physical actions. They're gateways to a life of elegance and grace. Research in a journal of aging and physical activity underlines how enhanced flexibility isn't just about bending. It's about reducing the risk of falls, enhancing balance, and the ultimate nurturing independent living. Every gesture becomes a poetic expression of your vitality. And now we find ourselves immersed in the rhythm of our symphony. Cardiovascular vitality. Visualize your cardiovascular system as a conductor's baton, guiding the tempo of your life. Regular cardiovascular exercise, whether it's a leisurely stroll or an invigorating jog or the rhythmic embrace of swimming, transcends mere endurance. It's about nurturing your heart's health, infusing oxygen into every cell, and even elevating brain function. The American Journal of Epidemiology echoes the profound link between cardiovascular fitness and longevity. Every beat of your heart becomes a note in the symphony of your vitality. And as we progress, our symphony moves on. Let's not forget the conductor who orchestrates it all, cognitive wellness. Imagine your mind as the maestro of the orchestra, guiding the symphony of your life, engaging in activities that challenges your brain, solving intricate puzzles, acquiring new skills, immersing yourself in meditation. It's akin to tuning your mind's instrument. Research in neurology resonates with the truth of mental stimulation doesn't just keep your brain engaged. It significantly reduces the risk of cognitive decline. When you engage in cognitive exercises, you're not merely playing games, you're composing melodies of a sharp, vibrant mind. And now we ascend to the pinnacle of our symphony, nutrition and mindful nourishment. Envision your body as a canvas, and the food you consume as the vibrant colors that paint the masterpiece of vitality. Mindful eating just isn't about fueling your body. It's about savoring the symphony of flavors, textures, and nourishing essence that each bite brings. Research from the Journal of American Geriatric Society underscores the significance of a balanced diet, rich in antioxidants and anti-inflammatory properties in supporting functional longevity. When you choose nutrient-dense whole foods, you're not just eating, you're composing a masterpiece of nutrition that fuels your journey of vitality. As we approach the final crescendo of your symphony, remember that this journey is not linear. It is ongoing. It's an ongoing composition. Each pillar plays a unique melody, yet together they harmonize to create a vibrant symphony of functional longevity. Imagine attempting to play a symphony with missing notes. It wouldn't be complete. Similar, neglecting any pillar affects the entire composition of your vitality. Well, let's introduce two more pillars that elevate the symphony to two new heights. We have stress reduction and community connection. Stress reduction isn't merely a luxury, it's a necessity for your well-being. Adverse effects and depression. Research published in the Journal of Behavioral Medicine illustrates the profound impact of stress reduction on enhancing overall health. Community connections, the threads that weave us together, is another pillar of paramount importance. Research in the American Journal of Public Health reveals that strong social connections are linked to lower mortality rates and better health outcomes. Cherishing those connections, engaging in meaningful interactions, and remember that the symphony of life is enriched by the harmonious chords of togetherness. So those are what makes up our hierarchy of functional longevity, each one important with what I believe is strength training as the biggest pillar. So thank you for joining me on this captivating journey through the hierarchy of functional longevity. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, get a hold of me. I'd be more than happy to help you build your pillars of functional longevity. So until we speak again next Tuesday, keep conducting your symphony of well-being. And remember, every choice you make contributes a note of melody of your vibrant life. Thanks for watching.